From Tidbits on September 17th, 2012, this is Solving the App Store's NSURL Error Domain Error, written by Adam C. Angst. All I really wanted to do was check the size of the iTunes 10.7 update for the Tidbits watchlist item that I was editing, but the App Store app wasn't cooperating. For those who haven't run into this in OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion yet, choosing Software Update from the Apple menu no longer runs a separate Software Update application. Instead, App Store launches and shows the update screen. Anyway, instead of giving me the iTunes update or even a sensible error message, the App Store app displayed the thoroughly inscrutable message, "The operation couldn't be completed. NSURL error domain error minus 1100. As far as I can tell from Apple's developer documentation, this basically means that some requested file doesn't exist. After moaning about Apple's uncharacteristically poor error message on Twitter, I got a note from Dennis Worcester, a friend and Mac consultant in Rochester, New York, saying that he'd solved the problem by switching his DNS settings to use Google's public DNS servers, 8.8.8.8 and 8.8.4.4. I've been using OpenDNS's servers for some time now with no problems. But when I change the order of my DNS servers in the network preference pane, select your current network adapter, click Advanced, then click DNS, to put Google's public DNS servers at the top, the App Store app was able to find and download the update with no problem. To avoid pointing the finger of blame too specifically, the problem was not related to using OpenDNS servers, since others reported experiencing it with other DNS servers too. Other people have had success with this trick as well, and Kevin Bush reported back to me on Twitter that when he switched back to his previous DNS servers after the App Store app found the iTunes 10.7 update, it could still see it, perhaps due to caching, but couldn't download it. In the comments, Mike Polinsky also reported that he had success with flushing the DNS cache manually using a terminal command. In the end, I'm still quite uncertain as to how DNS is related to this problem, but I hope that switching DNS servers or flushing the DNS cache resolves it, if you're experiencing it. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and this was a little bit more widespread than I thought, but it did seem to go away, so it's perhaps possible that Apple has also fixed something on their side as well.